Nothing is lost by peace. Jesus brings us peace and leaves us peace. Pope Pius XII tells it. This Sunday draws our attention to the fact that Jesus is the source of our peace. One of the humankind's desires to live a peaceful life. People always felt that with all the scientific discoveries that humanity would rejoin more peace. Sadly, it has not been so. This is because peace comes from God and God alone. It must be appreciated, nurtured, and preserved. Unfortunately, many people nowadays have lost the mark by assuming that peace comes from material wealth. They think the more they own more cars, houses, or money, the more they have peace in their lives. Probably, we may experience of those people who build up their peace on material things. They say they have peace, but they don't. It's clear to me that many non-Christians in my communist country who say no to religion, but they go to the church to look for peace. They know whatever they have cannot grant them a real peace. The real peace is not measured by material things, but it is measured by the fullness of life in the presence of the living God. In other words, the real peace we can have only flows from Jesus, the Prince of Peace. An emphasis on this, St. Paul, in the second reading, prays nothing more than peace and mercy for the Galatians. And Jesus, in today's Gospel, sent his disciples to the world with the message, "Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household." It is the gift we must offer to the world. Jesus knows very well that this is what our world needs most. And he is very ready to let us have it. With the peace that Jesus offers us, we must be ready to transform our world from the culture of war or hatred to the culture of peace. He invites us to be instruments of his peace, but to become peacemakers. St. Paul reminds us that peace is on those who follow God's will. It means peace comes to our hearts, homes, community, and society only when we walk in harmony with the will of God. God's will is that children live in peace by trusting in him and allowing him to control our hearts and lead our will. Probably, we want to do our own way to have peace. But without God, we have no peace. It is significant to note that the absence of peace in any heart, family, community, and society leaves it destroyed. Peace advances our homes and communities. Any home, any community that welcomes peace welcomes an opportunity for both spiritual and material prosperity. So, brothers and sisters, we are commissioned by Jesus and say to others, "Peace be with you." Peace is golden. If we have peace, it must affect others. Therefore, let us pray like St. Francis of Assisi. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace."